The following is partly a dream and partly reality. Please be aware that this may not be appropriate for young or sensitive children. My wife, Becky, and I are at a motel during a trip to share the dreams. It is sometime in the early morning hours. In my dream, I am being tortured. I am in excruciating pain. I awake and find that my arms are being held down behind my head and my legs are held down at my thighs and ankles. It feels as if a hand is placed down my throat so that I cannot speak or make a sound. However, I am able to breathe through my nose. I now feel as if there is enormous pressure on my chest, making it more difficult to breathe. I am still in pain and want to scream, "Jesus, help me," but am not able to. My body begins shaking hard all over from the extreme pain I am experiencing. I am thinking that I will not live through this. After a short time, Becky wakes up and asks, "What is going on? Why is the bed shaking? Are you okay? Do you need me to call out the name of Jesus?" I am able to speak now and tell her that I wished she had woken up sooner so she could have saved me. I tell her to go back to sleep, and I lie awake for quite some time. When daylight came, I explained the incident to Becky. We both realized the importance of asking not just for God's angels to protect us, but to keep the evil angels away each night and day. We now sleep better than we have in a long time. We also realize that the ABC dream from the night before showed me the Spirit of Prophecy book, The Great Controversy. We understand how much Satan hates this book and the messages of the dreams of the Lord is sharing. I invite you to read the account in Volume 3 of Selected Messages, pages 99 to 100, of how Satan attacked Ellen White before she began writing The Great Controversy.